Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be taking some callers to do some readings tonight. And for all you callers out there, if you want to get your card read or pendulum read, I'll be taking some, and I'll be doing my telepathic communication with the spirit world and also do channeling. So call in if you have any questions about dream interpretations. We also do dream interpretations. We do ghost investigations, do energy clearings, energy blockages. We help to check the connection with the pendulum based on relationship, if you have a connection or not, and help with the energy blockages. So anyways, I'd like to welcome two callers that are online now, and we'll go ahead and start with the first caller from the 1-1 area. You're on the air with Adrian. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, yes. What's your name and where are you from?
Alfina, I'm from Arizona.
Alfina, welcome tonight on Block Talk. How can I help you tonight?
I have a question pertaining to relationships. I recently broke up with someone, and I'm wondering if it's over for good or, like, what's going on with him.
Okay. Would you like me to check your connection with him?
Yeah.
All right. And how long have you been in this relationship?
like 2 weeks. We were together 2 weeks, but before we got into a relationship, we were actually...
Are you there?
Yes.
So you said you've been into a relationship for about a week now?
2 weeks. We were together for only 2 weeks. I broke up with him.
Oh, okay. And you just want to know where your connection's at, if you still have a connection?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me check your connection with the charts. And the chart will tell us if you still have a connection or not. And it is saying, yes, you do have a connection with this person still. Have you been communicating?
Do you think, well, actually, just like earlier, maybe an hour ago, I finally gave it and I text his sister, because that's usually, he doesn't have a phone right now. So I text his sister to ask him to call me, but I haven't heard from him yet. So I'm just wondering, is he going to call or is he just like mad? Or something, I don't know.
So you want to know if he's going to call you?
Yeah, because I actually, like I said, I texted his sister and I asked her to ask him to call me, and she said okay, so for him to call, but it's been about an hour now.
Okay, so it is saying he is going to call you and contact you, I just don't know when.
Do you know if he's going to call me back tonight or, like, no?
You want to know if it's tonight?
Yeah, because, like I said, I texted his sister and I asked her to ask him to call me.
Interesting. It is saying yes. He is thinking of calling you tonight.
Okay, but is he going to do it, or, like, what is going on with him right now, like, in his head? Like, is he mad, or?
Well, right now he's indecisive. It's like fear is holding him back from calling you. Are you there?
Okay. Yes. And do you know if, like, if we're going to get back together, like, what's that looking like?
I do see you getting back together. It's going to take some time, and some healing, and, I don't know exactly what was said, but he takes things, some people take things in a big way and some people take it in the small way. And some people do things out of spite, you know, and some people hold grudges and some people don't. It just kind of depends on how he takes things, you know.
Okay, so, like, how did he take what happened?
He was upset about it.
But, of course, he knew it was coming, right? Like.
Yeah, he knew it was coming. But his ego wouldn't allow it.
Like, what else can you tell me about the relationship? Like, what else do you pick up?
What's his sign?
You know, I'm not sure if he's a Gemini or a Cancer. Because, like, when I look it up, it gives me, like, he's a Gemini or either he's a Cancer. His birthday is, like, June 21st, so I don't know what sign he is.
So, if he's on the 21st, then he's a Gemini.
Okay.
But his rising sign can be, his rising moon sign could be something different. Like, his rising moon sign could be Libra. It could be Leo. It could be one of those hardcore signs, because he kind of takes things in an egotistical way where he can't deal with certain things. Because he's more, I wouldn't really say more into himself, but he just has that personality. It's kind of like people would meet him and they would say, oh, you know, he's a really cool guy, but deep down inside, you know, it's like, if you say the wrong things or if you say the things, then he'll do things out of spite or he'll do things to punish you for saying that.
Okay.
So you have to be careful what you say.
I think I'm, like, a very blunt person, and that's the thing I've already told him from the beginning. Like, I don't lie about stuff. If something is, you know, I don't hide my feelings, and I don't hide the fact that if I dislike something, then I'll put it in your face, and that's the reason why a lot of people couldn't they couldn't take what I said. They'll usually get mad or whatever, and they'll get hurt. But, you know, that's their problem, not mine, because I'm just being honest. And he actually said that that's one of the things he liked about me. So, I don't know. I mean, I didn't say anything mean to him, you know? Like, I just told him that I thought it was a good idea that maybe we shouldn't be together then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm kind of like that,
too. And I don't
too.
Think
I'm
that was hurtful first.
Because I'm a pure Gemini, but my moon sign is more of the Libra. Like, you know, Gemini and Libra don't really go well hand in hand because both are very emotional. Both are two air signs, and we can't deal with being... we can deal with the truth, but we can't deal with being emotional. We can't deal with, like, people hurting us or people who backstab us or people who, you know, because your intentions were good, okay? I'm not saying your intentions were bad. It's just that his intentions are not so good. And when you expose the truth, that's what made him run away, you know?
Actually, he was telling me his intentions were good. Like, that's one of the reasons why I'm wondering, was he actually honest about what he was saying, or was he just saying it to say it?
His intentions are good based on his intentions, but his intentions are bad based on some of the things that he's done that he feels that his intentions were good. See what I mean? It's kind of like, it's like he has good intentions based on what he thinks is good, okay? But his bad intentions are the things that expose the truth, which he can't deal with.
He actually has some cancer in him too, isn't it? Because he's like on a cup.
Yeah, and that could be because he's a cancer. You know? And,
yeah,
because
like that's the reason why he's like really emotional.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very emotional, very sensitive, very into himself, very cranky. That's where he's into himself, because he's cranky. Cancers don't have no emotions for anybody. They don't. They're just numb inside.
For some reason, I attract cancers.
How come you don't care about my feelings? Well, cancers don't have no feelings. Because they don't know
actually,
how to
express. Actually, it was usually I would end up hurting them. Like, they would say I was the one that was sort of rude, or, you know, I didn't care. And I'm like, I'm the person that did care. It's just, you know, like, sometimes I get tired of BS and I'll put it right in your face what it is you don't want me to tell you.
Well, they say that because they think their intentions are in a good place. And that's really not. You know what I mean? And you're exposing the truth. And that's hard for them to deal with, you know? Because you're a truth sayer. You're the kind of person that speaks up with the truth. You're the kind of person that speaks up for what's on your mind. And what you say, what you believe is true, is what you project, you know? And they don't like that. Because, like you said, you are blunt, you know, and they just have to deal with that. They have to deal with you being blunt. That's just you. You can't change yourself for somebody else because of you, you know, you're being
no,
blunt.
No, like, that's the last thing I would do. Like, that's the last thing I would do. And that was the reason why before we even began the relationship, I told him. I said, you know, like, when I know somebody's playing games, or either they're not being truthful, I'm not just going to run away. Like, yeah, you know, I'll be like, okay, this is going to be fun for a while. So then I'll end up playing games with them, but I won't take them seriously. I won't be too emotional. When they try to show emotions, I'll just be like, oh, okay. And that's what usually ends up hurting the person, and then they'll think I'm playing games. And I'm like, that's what you were doing in the first place, weren't you? I just went along with what it is that you were doing. And that's the reason why I told him he should be really clear about what he wanted. And he was saying all these things, so.
See, what you're learning from these cancer signs, you're learning a lesson. One of the things that you're learning is to be emotional. Because, like you say, you're not an emotional person when it comes to affection.
No, I'm a very emotional person. Like I said, it's like when I know somebody's playing games, like they're trying to play that mind games or, you know, whatever. It's like when I know they're doing that, it's like I have this thing inside of me that's like, okay, I'll play along with you, you know. So basically I'll treat them like, yeah, just like a game. But with my ex, it was like I was very emotional with him. Like he's somebody that I've honestly, I think he's the only person that probably could, you know, like
maybe
I didn't walk all over him.
Maybe you just get off the wrong impression and people think that way of you, you know, because you're a blunt person. But it's kind of interesting because I know a friend that She's a friend of another friend, and she's going to marry this guy, and he just got off his mission, you know, and they want to get married in the temple. And she's LDS, and my friend confronted her, and she started talking about her emotions. She said, "I don't talk about my emotions. I don't bring that up, you know, and I don't love my husband, and I never tell him I love him, and I'm going to get married in the temple and make these endowments to Satan and God." Well, making those endowments are sacred, you know. And any, doesn't matter where it's Satan or God or any of the ascended masters, but it's a sacred contract that you're making with them that you have to keep, you know. And my problem with that is that what she's learning from this guy is she's learning to become more emotional. Because he's a water sign, she's a fire sign. So one kind of clouds the other. So she's actually learning something from him to become more emotional, to show more love, to show more affection, you know, to learn to say, "I love you," and all these things. But her boyfriend feels like she's not giving that to him. So that's kind of why there's a lot of friction, you know, because one wants affection and the other one won't give it. So I've been in those type of relationships, you know, and it's not fun because I'm an affectionate person. But
an affectionate person. I am an emotional person, but like I said, it's just like when I know people are playing games, then I'll play with them because that's what they want.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the reason why I told him that from the very beginning. I said, once I sort of, you know, doubt you. Yeah.
Your situation, you're just trying to bring out the truth.
Yeah, and so right now my question is like, is this even, like, right now he's sort of frustrating me because it's already been an hour, and I'm like, so basically you're not calling me. And I'm thinking, like, well, then to hell with you.
Mm-hmm. Has he played games with you on that? Like, has he, like, he'll ignore your calls or messages or?
No, he never ignored me. Like, he basically would say all these things. Like, he was willing to take the relationship however far it was going to go. You know, yada da, this and that, and I kind of just didn't really take it seriously because, first and foremost, it's a long-distance relationship, and secondly, I didn't want to go into this relationship from the beginning. So now it's like after I gave into it, and I'm like, after I gave into the relationship, you're just not even, I don't know.
Well, what prompted you to get into it?
I guess I wanted to give it a try, see what it'd be like, and yeah.
So it's something you wanted to experience.
Yeah.
And so far, how do you like it? I mean, what is your experience? Or what do you learn from it?
I think after this relationship, I will never go into a long-distance relationship ever again. Even though it's, like, only been 2 weeks, it's, like, my problem with him was lack of communication, and I understand why, but at the same time, it's, like, you should at least make some sort of effort to try to communicate with me daily because, first and foremost, we're long-distance. Like, what sort of relationship are we supposed to have if you don't even communicate with me? Like, there's not going to be a relationship. And I sort of got into that feeling like, you know, I gave it 3 days. He didn't call. So finally he did. And I'm like, well, I didn't necessarily tell him that. But I just told him, you know, what I felt. I'm like, you know, you didn't call within those 3 days. And I just kind of started to think to myself if this was even worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have the power to end it, and you have the power to start it, so it's really up to you. But from what I see, it looks really, it looks like you still got a connection. It's just that you got to build up that foundation to make it stronger.
I have a question. Like, just because two people get together, does that mean they have a connection? Like, is that the only reason why the connection is there, or?
Well, you have to have a connection, and you have to have, some people say you have to have chemistry, but I don't believe that. I believe it's connection, because I've seen some pretty ugly people with good-looking people, and I don't consider myself an ugly person, you know, but you have to have that connection, you know. Some people would say chemistry. I think chemistry is just a big baloney. That's just me. That's my perception on it. I think chemistry is just like, oh, they have to have the right hair, they have to have the right clothes, they have to have the car, they have to have the money, you know. To me, that's all baloney. To me, it's more about connection, because, like I said, I've seen some pretty ugly people with good-looking people, and I've told people that before.
I think that's the thing. I'm, like, my sister actually asked me one time, like, why I was dating this guy, and it was because, yeah, I think it was the connection. His personality was, like, really, I liked his personality, and that's what made me attracted to him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
I mean,
right now, it's just like this person that I'm talking about, I don't know. Like, is he trying to play games, or what's going on? Like, is he not even going to call me tonight? Because if he doesn't call, I'm just like, you know what? You're not even worth it then. Like, you're just basically, you are BSing whatever it is like you said.
Like I said, he's not a game player. He's just the type of person that doesn't take the truth lightly. It's the same thing with my friend. It's like, ever since I told him the way it is, because he knows I'm a truth-sayer, he knows I'm more psychic than he is, that ever since I said something to him, it's like, yeah, he'll talk to me, but on his own time, or when he wants to talk to me. But before, it was like talk, 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 and now it just stopped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, I don't have any more time for you now, you know. And it's like, oh, okay, we're still friends, but and we were dating, but you don't have any more time for me, okay, you know. And so...
Yeah. So,
the only reason why they're acting like that is because you said something. Bottom line, you said something and it set them off, you know? And
no,
they're punishing
like, I honestly did not say anything remotely mean or rude. I just basically, because he was talking about he said something like, he was questioning whether or not, because he was having a hard time not being around me every day or whatever. So, you know, for that reason, I text him back, and I'm like, you know what? If that's such a big problem for you, maybe you and I shouldn't be together. And after that, he texts me back saying, oh, well, but you do mean something to me, yada, yada, this and that. And so I'm like, well, I think our best option is just for us to, you know, go our separate ways.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's mean. Like, there was nothing mean in it.
I'm glad you're being truthful with yourself. And, you know, your biggest test is not to be something that you're not. And you're just speaking your mind. You're speaking the truth, you know. And other people are making you feel like they can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it? It's the same thing with me. If I say something, then I'm the bad guy. But, you know, it's like, it is what it is. I see it for what it is. And there's nothing really I can do about it. You know what I mean? I can't control them.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I look at it, they're the ones with the bad intentions, because you said something that was exposing the truth. They refuse, and they're not cooperating with you. You know? And that's their choice, but their intentions are not in a good place, you know. Even if they believe that it is, you know.
Mhm.
That's like you saying, well, it's okay to rob a bank, but my intentions were in a good place because I believe that I was, but other people don't believe that. You know, that it was good, that was right for them to do that. So, I'm not trying to relate it to something horrible or bad, but it's just, that's not where the heart is, you know. They're not in a good place.
Okay. So, like, what was, like, I don't know, like, should I just give up then? Like, it's just, now what I'm feeling is he's playing games, since he's, like, taking his precious time to call or whatever. That's, like, so stupid. Is he, like, intentionally doing that?
Intentionally, yes, he is. And that's exactly what my friend's doing to me. Intentionally, that's what they're doing, you know, and it hurts me because I was the one that was always doing everything, you know. And it's like, if you bring that up, then it's like you're still the asshole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this goes to show you, I just met a friend one day, and he already wanted to bring somebody over to sleep over to go to the club. And I just met him one day, you know, and then they expect all these things, and I finally just stood up and said, hey, I'm the one that paid for this. I'm the one that did this, you know, and then they turn around and act like a horse's ass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like I say, when you say that one thing, then everything just blows up, you know. But I ain't going to tolerate it no more. I'm not going to tolerate it. And I don't expect you to.
Yeah, so I think, like, basically the answer to the question is, like, let it go. It's just basically going to be bullshit anyway, because if he's going to be playing those stupid games, it's like, after a while, it's like, yeah, you know, it'd be fun to play games, like, to do this and that to each other for a while, but in the long run, it's like, no, not worth it.
No, it's not. Because your intentions are in a good place, and theirs is not, even if they believe that it is, you know. Like I said, it's like robbing a bank, you know.
Yeah.
Because what are they taking from you? They're taking your energy, they're taking your time, they're taking your heart, they're taking your soul. They're taking everything that they can from you. And all you're trying to do is show them unconditional love. And it is like robbing a bank, you know, because it's your time, you know. Your time is precious, you know.
Could I ask about another person?
Sure.
I'm wondering, like, it's been probably, like, 7 months now since heard from a friend of mine, and I'm wondering if he's okay or what's going on with him.
What's his name?
His name is Craig.
Craig? What do you want to know about him?
I'm wondering if friendship is over for good soon. If is he okay?
I don't feel your friendship has ended. Just like with this other guy, I don't feel it's ended. I just feel you have to build that foundation again. Sometimes you got to pull away in order to build a foundation. Sometimes you got to give them breathing room.
It's been 7 months, like I said, and I never really did, text or really call him. Doing all those things, and we actually knew each other. Well, we didn't talk. We weren't friends or anything, but since elementary, we sort of, grew up together, and along the way, he came back into my life, probably a year and a half ago, and we ended up sleeping together, but I told him, at the time, my ex was still there, too, so I told him that we couldn't be in a relationship, and I think he kind of got hurt by it, but he was like, okay, we'll be friends, so we did, and he ended up being in a relationship with a girl who absolutely did not like me, and she did, a lot of things, and finally, back in December was the last time me and him hung out, and she actually hacked into his Facebook account, and she blocked me from his page, so that's when I told him, over it. I don't want all that drama. She's doing all these things. And he just sort of, after that, that was the last time I spoke to him.
So you just want to know if you still have a connection or what?
Yeah, does he still think friends, or will he ever, call to say how he's doing, or even if is he doing okay right now? Because he had problems before, so.
Yeah, it is saying yes. You do still have a connection. I don't know if he'll ever call you, though.
But is he okay, or?
He's okay. It's just that he's been in really bad relationships. He's just been in bad relationships, that's all.
I think it's more than that. It's not really relationship-related-wise,
Well, if you say so, then yeah. It probably is. Let's see. Yeah, it is. It's a lot more than relationship.
Yeah.
So. And it's probably because he doesn't want me prying in his business. That's why he's not showing
what?
Me a lot.
Oh. So, we still have a connection, but we'll never, speak again. We're never going to hang out or anything.
I don't see that happen now.
Okay.
If it hasn't already happened, then it won't.
He's actually the type of guy that does that. We've gone 3 months without speaking because of her, and he would call and say, we could come hang out, and he would actually come down to visit me, and we would hang out for maybe 2-3 days, and then he would be gone again for another 2 to 3 months. But like I said, it wasn't a relationship. When we hung out, we just genuinely hung out, watched TV and talked and catch up, and that was it. But for some reason, she never liked that, even though I tried to explain to her so many times that we were just friends. But I kind of think he sort of told her something, because I knew he really did like me.
I'm getting that you need to pull away from these people and start out fresh. Because there's just too much stagnant energy. And I'm getting that they're not going to change either.
Pull away from them? Like, what do you mean?
Just let them go.
Oh. Like, well, I'm not wanting a relationship with Craig. Like, all I'm wondering is, like, well, is he okay? They'll think I'm a friend. You know, like, that's what I want to wonder with him. And then this other guy, it was a fair friendship. It was only 2 weeks, so I'm like, okay,
friends,
for sure this is going to start. Yeah.
I said, I see you as friends with Craig, but I don't see anything more than that.
Yeah, of course, like, I don't want anything more than that besides just his friendship. But what if I told him that I wanted to be, you know, a part of his life as long as I could be, because I knew he didn't really have people that, you know, genuinely cared or even, you know, would help him out whenever he needed.
Uh-huh. Well, like I say, I think it, you know, you'll be good friends, but I don't see you hanging out or anything like that.
No, I mean, like, that's what we used to do. We used to hang out, like, that's what friends do, don't they? Like, so, yeah. But anyway, I guess you answered the question to where you this other guy, he's not calling because he's doing it intentionally, because he was hurt by something I said or offended or, you know, took it too seriously.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, so basically he's just kind of like that type of person that when you say something just like not even remotely mean, they crawl into their little shell and they stay there until, you know, whatever the hell they feel like coming back out.
Yeah, and they hold on to it. And see, the thing with my friend Reed is he felt like everyone was attacking him, and that's kind of why he got offended what I said. And he even told me, he said, it changed something in me, Adrian. It changed something what you said to me. And all I said was, can I borrow your Book of Ruins? And he got offended by that because it's more of a cultural thing for him to... It's more of a cultural thing for him to expose what the ruins can do, because he feels like it's sacred and it's offensive to him. So, and I said something to him that upset him, and whatever's cultural to him, or he believes that he got offended, then he feels like all these people are attacking him, telling him what he has to do and not do and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just one of those people now, and I never used to be, but now I'm one of those people. So, and you're one of those people, you know, because you said something to him that set him off. So.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a relationship. It's like, I didn't say anything remotely mean to him, so it's like so, like, stupid how... I think, like, that's what I can't, but maybe not, like, me and my other ex, we got along so well, and he's still in my life because he's not so, like, sensitive or so, like, hard up, like, whenever something bad happens, they run off and, you know, like, they're scared or whatever. And, yeah, I think, like, after that, I sort of attracted people who are kind of sort of sensitive. So I think, yeah.
Yeah, there are people who are sensitive. And it's kind of like, it's funny because when they come here at my place and they get upset with me, it's like in those awkward situations where they can't leave because it's too late at night, or they don't have no transportation home, and it's kind of like, you know, and you're in a studio apartment, you know, and you're just looking at them like, okay, what am I going to say to them? You know, it's awkward, you know, because you're all mad at each other, and then they come back, and it's like, okay, are you finished now?
I think that's the thing I can't deal with, too. Like, I mean, yeah, you know, like, I have, like, a short temper and, like, not easily, but the thing about me is, like, I don't take anything too personally, or I don't stay mad that long. Like, I usually am the first person to say I'm sorry. Like, what happened in this situation? I gave in today, and I'm like, okay, so I wanted to call to say I was sorry to him, but obviously he's still upset, and he's, I don't know. He's like playing, like games or something.
I don't know what's up people's butts, but I just try to, you know, I just go with the flow.
Uh-huh.
That's all you can do, you know. You can't change people. You just got to accept where they are. And some people get along, some people don't. Some people see things differently, some people act differently, you know. And it's just, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, and it's kind of difficult, too, when people can't forgive easily.
And that, too. That's the hard part, is forgiveness. You know, and then it goes back to that belief system that are you supposed to forgive, or should I hold a grudge?
I think the best
answer is, it right? Is it wrong?
Forgive.
You know? I still can't figure that one out. Is it right or wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know some pretty good people that pretend to be spiritual and they still hold grudges. So. Well, I can't
say pretend.
Some people are spiritual, and then some people do hold grudges and they're not willing to let go, you know. It's really hard for them to let go, but eventually they will let go. Because if not, they'll end up with shingles, they'll end up with diseases, they'll end up with cancer, they'll end up whatever the universe is going to throw at them, it's going to force them to forgive. Eventually.
So, when he talked with this guy, were his intentions, like, what was, because he was saying all these things, and I'm just wondering if he was actually honest about it.
If he's what?
If he was honest.
About your boyfriend?
Yeah, I think at this point he's an ex now, too. No, the other guy.
Yeah, he's honest with everything. I mean, he's honest with you about everything, but like I say, he has that defensive mechanism that you got to be careful of.
Wow, I think I'm glad I realized that now, because it's like, if you're going to live with me or even be with me for long term, it's like you have to sort of not take things so, like, seriously, or, you know, get all hurt by it.
Well, you know what my girlfriend used to tell me, my ex-girlfriend? She used to tell me, man up. If you can't take it, man up. You know, and I used to take things very seriously. And now I have a different perspective, and I'm like, I've manned up, you know. It's like nothing can bother me now like it used to, you know. But when I say something to Reed or I say something to somebody else, then they blow up like I did with my ex. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now I feel like a fool because I'm looking back and I'm like, maybe things would have been better, or maybe things would have changed if I wouldn't act like a pussy, you know?
Yeah.
So, he'll look back and he'll think that same way. He'll look back and he'll say, maybe things would have changed if I wasn't such a pussy. A pussy cat. And that's what the Leo, that's what the lion card represents, the pussy cat. You know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's why our lives, you know, mean so much in the tarot, because every card in the tarot represents something, you know, like the tower. It represents building a foundation. It means you can't have a relationship unless you build that foundation. You have to have something that holds it. You know, just like your business, you have to build that foundation.
So what was he expecting?
If not, then your tower will come crumbling down. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like when they build a building. They have to build it from the ground up. They can't build it from the up and down. They have to build it from the ground, you know, to build the foundation. And a lot of people don't realize that. They could just jump into it, you know.
Yeah, I think that's sort of how I am. Like, I sort of just jump into things, and but when I do, it's like I give my all, and that's what I was doing. And here, he sort of just, I don't know.
I'm like that, too. I jump into things, too. And then I end up getting hurt over it, because it doesn't turn out the way I expected it to. And usually it's no surprise to me now, because I know the end results, you know. I mean, if God shows me the end result and he shows me my outcome, he shows me that vision, whether it be in a dream or in the tarot or whatever, wherever God wants to show me. Then I know that I won't be hurt in the end.
So what was his expectation of this relationship? Was he actually... like, taking it seriously?
His hope are to make it work, but he wants it on his standards. There's always a gimmick. You know, he wants it in his time.
Actually, I think I did say something... because he's the one that wanted the relationship to begin with, and I was sort of hesitant, and then finally I said yes, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole thing of it is you want to show him that you're not going to back down. Because that's what he wants.
Relationship or like?
Well, he wants the upper hand.
He wants me to what?
Like my friend. He wants the upper hand.
But I think relationships are supposed to be like give and take. Like nobody's supposed to be like, oh, this is what, you know, like that's the thing. That's probably one of the reasons why a lot of my relationships didn't work, besides with the person that I was talking about, my ex, who is still in my life right now, too, but because we never tried to control each other. He never said, oh, I'm in control of the relationship, so you do this. You know, it wasn't like that. We just basically knew our places. Like, we didn't try to control each other. So with this new going to try to do, too, like, try to control me?
Not really control you, just letting you know where things stand.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the controlling type. He just wants to let you know where it stands. Now, my ex was the controlling type. It's either you be here or you're an asshole. You know?
Yeah.
That's the control. You know?
Yeah, I think, like, I just can't have anybody tell me what to do or control me in that sort of way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you're always going to run into those types, you know?
Yeah.
And you'll learn something from it, you know? What I learned from it is that's not the kind of relationship I want. But at the same time, it's hard for that person because I did have a deep spiritual connection with that person. I ain't going to lie. It was a very powerful
mm-hmm.
one, you know.
Yeah.
But the gimmick to that is the pros and cons, you know.
So eventually, like, he'll call, like, on his own time. Like, right now, I'm still, like, waiting.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I lost the connection there. What did you say?
Oh, I said, so eventually he'll call, but on his own time, because I'm still, like, waiting right now, and I'm like, it's been over an hour now.
Yeah, if he's not going to call, then just drop in, you know? Because like I told you, he's still indecisive. Because, like I say, you don't need to put up with that shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I say that to everyone. They don't need to put up with that. Because, like I said, he's robbing your bank, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way I look at it, it's like, if you rob my bank, then you're going to deal with my wrath. You know, it's a very serious thing for me, because to me, it's like, don't waste my time. Don't waste my money, don't waste my time, and there's the door. That's what I tell people, and I don't care whether it's 4 or 3 o'clock in the morning and they don't have a place to go home. That's their problem. They're on their own after they burnt me. Let's put it this way. The way my ex dealt with things, she used to call the cops on her friends. I would never call the cops on my friends. But she was the type of person that would just tell them to bounce. If they cheat him, there's the door. You're gone. In a way,
like,
I don't really
blame
them.
On them.
Yeah, she just called the cops on them. She didn't care whether they broke the law or not. She believed her law was her bank. You know, and that's the attitude you have to have with some people.
Yeah.
And that's why I say I learned something from it. I learned, don't let people push you around and get away with it, you know. Because I used to be that way, and that's why she told me to man up, you know. So, like I tell everybody, once in a blue moon, you learn something new every day. And you learn from people. You learn from their experiences, you know. That's where wisdom comes in, because with knowledge comes with wisdom, you know, and wisdom comes with knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you, like I said, you don't want to be the fool in the end. You don't want them to have the upper hand, you know. But I'll tell you what, I'd be the way she was when I did date her. But there's a lot of people out there that I've dated that don't even compare. It don't even compare how loyal she was to me. And I've dated a lot of people since I was 18. And none of those people have compared to her. And I think that's why I hurt her more than a lot of her exes, even when she was married for 16 years, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty short period of time, because I only known her for 6 months. That's how long we dated. And she told me I hurt her the worst out of her marriage and everything like that. And then she committed suicide, and that's what destroyed me, you know, because I'm the one who broke the chain. But it was a sacrifice I had to make for her to change. But you know, this all comes from past lives, you know.
Like the stuff we experience in this lifetime comes from a past life, or?
Uh-huh. You know, like, for an example, she could have been the abuser and I could have been the abuse. Or she could have been abused and I could have been the abuser. So, you know, we all play different roles. And whatever role she played in my life, it was just telling me, you know, don't put up with shit with people. Stand up for yourself. You're better than that. You're better looking than that, you know. And so are you. You just got to remember that, you know. And I keep telling my friend Carmelita, don't date this guy that treats you like shit. You know, treat him, make him feel like shit. But she feels like she has to put herself down to that level as a slut. And that's not... You know, you don't have to put yourself down to that level of a slut, you know? And that's where she's playing the role of the prostitute. There's different roles that we play in the archetypes, contracts that we chose, you know, and that's the role she's playing right now. But I'm just being blunt with you because I know you're a blunt person, so and so am I, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the kind of people, if that's the kind of life they want to live, let them live it. But they're a lot better than that, I guarantee that. I've seen the goodness out of her heart, you know. I have nothing, she'll give me something. When I'm down to my last penny, she'll give me $100. You know, she's just that type of person. I've seen the goodness out of her heart, and I don't like people taking advantage of that. But people will if you let them, you know. And there are more takers than there are givers. You just have to remember that. Because a lot of people didn't have parents that showed them love. You know, they don't know how to experience love. They don't know how to give love. They don't know how to receive love. And they don't know how to communicate, you know.
Yeah.
As far as I know, my friend Reed, he used to be a cutter, so he's kind of going back to the way he used to be. And he even told me when you first met me, now you're starting to see the shadow side of me, the ugly side of me. And I told him, I said, Reed, when I first met you, I already did see the ugly side of you. And I saw the good side of you, but I only look at the good at people. So, you know, you just got to remember that. Look at the good of people. Think about what would Jesus do if you're a religious person, you know. Well, it looks like we lost that caller. Let's go to the next caller from the 727 area. You're on the air.
Yo, Adrian.
Hello.
Hi.
Shannon?
No, it's Lisa.
Is this Shannon?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yeah. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was enjoying your conversation with her. I could relate to everything. Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida, okay. And how can I help you, Lisa?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you see coming up for me. If you can check my aura out.
Okay.
Or whatever you... I'm just joking around with you.
What are you exactly focusing on for your goal? Like, what's your desires?
Well, right now I am working on, losing more weight and getting more fit. And, I am hoping that my finances improve for me soon and that I'm able to move and kind of, have a fresh start. And I'm kind of in a place right now where I'm really antsy, like kind of a lot of anxiety because I don't understand why the change hasn't come, and I kind of keep asking the universe, like, well, how much longer? You know, like when you're a little kid and you're riding in the car and you just want to get there? That's kind of how I feel.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm calling about, like, to you, like, how much longer?
Well, the faster it will come is the faster that you don't really worry about it.
Okay.
And just learn to let go. But totally let it go. Focus on the goal.
Yeah.
And then just allow it to come. And it will, and you'll see that time will speed up for you.
Okay.
Sometimes we get in the way of things. Sometimes it's just the way the planets are all messed up right now, which I already know. But, you know, because it seems that we're getting closer to the sun.
Right.
Because that's why we're starting to see a lot of hot temperatures. but the universe will work on its own time. We already know that.
Yeah.
But there's there's other things that you have to do to work on your anxiety, which is blocking your flow.
Okay.
It's blocking your energy flow.
Okay. Okay.
And I call these energy blockages.
All right.
It's kind of like when you have a virus in your computer and you're like, what the hell? Why isn't it speeding up? Why is it taking,
yeah.
Why is it freezing up?
That's
yeah.
what I feel like now. I'm like, why is this taking so long?
Mm-hmm. And you're getting frustrated and you're like, ooh, I'm going to break this computer. I'm going to throw it out the window.
Right.
You know,
so is there anything that you see, like, do you see anything in my life specifically, like, coming up? Other than my
I see happiness coming up.
Okay.
Relationship coming up in business.
Really? Okay.
Actually, so I see a lot of good things coming up for you.
Oh, good.
And the fireworks itself is going to tell you that this is going to be a very magical month for you. And it's going to be a very lucky month for you.
Oh, okay.
So when you see mm-hmm. fireworks in the air, you'll know the signs. You will see.
Now I was talking
like,
to you. I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, sorry, Adrian.
It's just like any kind of synchronicity. Anytime you see a bird, anytime you see a deer, or you might see a dog, or you might see a cat, a white cat passing you and a black cat passing you, usually that means something.
Right.
Or you might see an eagle. You know, it just kind of depends what the universe has in store for you.
Right. Right, right.
And this is what we call our higher plan, which is the perfect part of us that we don't put value on. Because we're always putting value on things, you know, the way we look or the way our personality is or whatever, or we think we're not good enough.
Right. That's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what is the difference between the value of a dollar and the value of $1,000? Well, the only difference is you give it a name.
Sure.
Because you believe it is. So everyone believes it in the world, so they just put a value on it.
Right.
And all this is a piece of paper with a face
exactly.
on it. And it can be ripped
right.
up.
Yeah, that's true.
And it can be easily changed in the future, which is where we're heading.
Yeah. So, like, I know that I need to, like, not, you know, have anxiety and stuff. I'm just wondering, like, when do you see these changes that I'm waiting for to happen? Like, what month do you think they're going to come?
Ooh, I'm saying this month.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of changes can I expect, Adrian?
Well,
sorry,
I can expect.
My cat just made the funniest.
I can expect a lot of health changes. A lot of health changes. A lot of healthy thinking.
Okay.
A lot of your desires are going to come to pass, one step at a time. Like eating an elephant, you know, one bite at a time.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah.
I just see a lot of good. I see a lot of happiness coming your way.
Oh,
you're
good.
A happy-go-lucky person.
Yeah, I mean, I've been feeling happier every day that's passing because I was in a depression over, you know, a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a relationship, I don't mean guys, but relationship. And it was a lot like what you were saying to that girl, you know, and I talked to you before about this. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like I finally feel like I've been cleansed from that relationship. Like, Like, it's not upsetting me anymore. And I mean, the thing that was hard for me is I haven't spoken to him since, like, Christmas, basically. And it's just really hard. It's just kind of hard for me to believe that he never reached back out to me. That was really hard for me to emotionally deal with. Because I just thought that I'm such an awesome person. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm such a great person. I'm such a great person to be around, and we had such a good time together, and it's like I struggled with the fact that he just didn't bother. He did not bother to, communicate or talk about the problems we had or reach back out. He just decided to, not do that, and that was very hard for me. And I did apologize. You know, I was trying to leave a door open to communicate, and he just wouldn't, no matter what approach I took, he would not talk to me. It was really hard, really hard. Hurtful.
Like,
and I know he got hurt, too. I'm not saying I didn't hurt him. I know I hurt him. Because he's like one of those really sensitive type people, you know. I said something to him, kind of like what you were talking about earlier. And I said something to him that upset him.
He has a sensitive tooth.
Yeah. And I said something to him about his family member and told him that it wasn't healthy and that I couldn't handle it. It was upsetting to me how he was basically trying to fix the druggie. I had to walk away, and it was codependency at its finest, and it was like he was using this guy as an excuse to not spend time with me and not be a boyfriend. Like, it was like his big fat excuse to why he couldn't be with me, and I didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when I bring it up, he acts like I'm terrible person. Like, I should never say, I broke up with him. I said, I can't do this anymore. You know, come back to me when you're not living with this guy anymore, and when you can have a relationship, and when you can spend time with